idea of the film is that it's documented by the Burmese themselves, that we have this corps of reporters working inside Burma and smuggling the footage out. The standard punishment for that would be life in prison, either for shooting it or for collaborating in smuggling it out of the country. So that's the stakes that they're working against. And we have, in fact, now three of these reporters arrested and facing a number of trials that will add up to many, many years.
What, if anything, has changed in terms of the military's dictatorship over there since you finished filming?
On the surface, nothing. But I think it's a very important point that this time around, because there have been uprisings before in Burma, this time around it went on TV. When they shoot at the civilian population, it goes on TV. And some speculate that this has actually had an effect. There was an uprising in 88 with 3,000 people killed. After all, this one was down to a three-digit number. And it's fair to speculate that this has something to do with the fact that they went on world television when they were trying to hit back on the population.
What, if anything, and I almost know what the answer to this is going to be, what, if anything, did the Bush administration do in their 8 years to try and make things a little more tolerable?
As a matter of fact.
A lot? Okay.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, it's a complex world, and maybe it will surprise some, but the Bush administration was actually quite high profile on this. Yeah. Also, I'm very impressed of what the achievements of State Department officials on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
That is exemplary compared to the rest of the diplomats. I can't go into details, but Americans have no reason to be ashamed of themselves or what they've been trying to do for the last 8 or 10 years. Even if you're not a Bush fan, this has to be commended.
Is there any indication at all whether the Obama administration feels the same way or going to do the same thing to try to, in some way, pressure the world community?
I'm convinced of the goodwill of the Obama administration, but they seem to be at a crossroads at the moment where they cannot, trying to figure out what to do, because sanctions don't work, and engagement, you know, I don't know what the word is in English, the engagement policy does not work either, so what to do, and I can understand that. I understand they're trying to figure out what to build upon. Private policy hasn't been built yet, really. But I certainly hope that will keep up the activist attitude that was already established in this country, as a matter of fact. And keep pushing China. China is the key.
China is key because they are. Explain that why.
As a result of Western sanctions,
yeah.
The Chinese have more or less taken over economic life in Burma. They are now the clients of oil and gas and precious stone and timber running Burma instead of the West. So that's where it leaves us the same where we've always been. And so Beijing is the key. Also neighboring countries into India and Thailand. What is encouraging is I don't think the Chinese want a brutal military regime to run Burma. All they want is stability. All they want is peace and quiet. If they see that they can have it with some other kind of government.
But they aren't particularly interested in doing anything at all about Darfur, for instance. They have absolutely...
They have absolutely no political ambitions. It's just what the resources running up to their country. That's their interest. Speculate about when they're going to come around. I'm just saying that they're not supporting the regime because for its brutality. They're supporting it because that's what they know.
Right.
You know. So if somehow an alternative can be established.